The Homeland Security bill is expected to give some airports extra time to install the sophisticated machinery needed to screen checked baggage for explosives. The deadline for screening all passenger baggage had been December 31st. Stepped-up baggage checks are a key feature of plans to enhance airport security, along with the hiring of new federal employees to screen passengers. But security experts say those measures are only part of what's needed to make air travel safe from terrorism. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It was a scene repeated at airports around the country this week. The new federal security director for San Diego's airport stood alongside a checkpoint and trumpeted the arrival of federal passenger screeners.
We have taken another step towards giving the traveling public the freedom of mobility they deserve and the level of security they need.
As he spoke, Michael Aguilar was flanked by screeners whose embroidered yellow badges identify them as employees of the year-old Transportation Security Administration. They're supposed to bring a new level of professionalism to checkpoints like this one. But there are thousands of people who can get on and off airplanes without passing through a checkpoint. They're the baggage handlers, caterers, and cleaning crews who service airplanes while they're on the ground. Aguilar says those workers are now getting a closer look.
We are requiring both the air carriers and the airports to do a criminal history check right now to review exactly who has access not only to the airport but to the aircraft.
Aguilar hopes to have the background checks in San Diego completed by the end of December. Around the country, federal agents have already arrested some 800 airport workers in an effort dubbed Operation Tarmac. None of those arrested is suspected of terrorism. Most are accused of immigration violations or using false IDs. Security consultant Jim Clark says there are procedures to ensure that only authorized people can enter the ramp area in and around planes. But he says those procedures are only as good as the people who carry them out.
That is one of those areas that we as the public don't see it, but an area where the airlines and the contractors and all the folks that work behind closed doors need to be constantly vigilant as to maintaining policy and so forth. We used to see, for example, a pilot carrying a series of airport codes around in his hat. And if you look inside a pilot's hat, you could pretty well figure out the access codes for a particular airport.
Clark says security will be improved with the addition of biometric equipment to show that airport workers really are who they say they are. But he says the installation of that equipment has not gone far enough. Airline cargo is another concern. While federal law says cargo, such as mail and packages, must be screened for explosives, it sets no deadline for that to happen. Clark says airlines have taken some precautions, such as accepting cargo only from known shippers.
Don't forget, the airlines have airplanes to protect, and they have integrity to protect, and I think, at least in the instances that we observe, they're doing a good job in doing that.
Florida Congressman John Mica is less confident. Mica, who chairs a House Aviation Subcommittee, says so much attention has been focused on visible reforms, like the new federal screeners, that other areas have been overlooked.
We've concentrated on the cosmetic part and building a large army, but they may not be really addressing some of the vulnerable areas that we still have.
Among other things, Mica is concerned that terrorists could breach the perimeter of an airport. And Daryl Jenkins, who directs the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, warns the threats don't stop at the airport's edge.
We've kind of shot our entire security budget at that. The fact that we make an airport or an airplane secure does not stop a terrorist. They're going to simply go somewhere else.
Jenkins says there are all sorts of ways in which the U.S. could be vulnerable, from cargo ships to the Canadian border. He says the government needs to put its security resources in the areas where they'll do most good. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.